It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through leveraging search engine optimization and technology. This podcast is for entrepreneurs and businesses of all sizes. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Please follow us online at SEOQueen.com and all social networks at The SEO Queen. Make sure you pull out your phones and follow us on Instagram at The SEO Queen and connect with me, Z Level Scott, on LinkedIn. So my next guest. My next guest is a recognized emergency manager with over 30 years of experience in disaster preparedness. She has an extensive background in disaster response and works with nonprofits, faith-based organizations, businesses, educational institutions in the private sector, federal, state, and local governments. She is the CEO and president of Focus Point Emergency Management Consulting Services and also a recent alumni of the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Initiative. She has over 30 years of experience in emergency management, which includes their five-step process for emergency preparedness, assessment, emergency and business planning, training, security, site assessment, and grant writing. And she is also, she holds certifications from FEMA and so much more. She is phenomenal, and I want to present to some and introduce to others none other than Faye Glass. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, great. I'm so happy to have you here on the show, on the SEO Queen Tech Show. So tell me, what made you get interested in, of all things, emergency preparedness?
Well, during the time, I was a 911 dispatcher for the city of Corona, and I went to a training exercise on El Nino. And so I went to this training exercise and I said, okay, this is it. This is what I want to be when I grow up. I want to be an emergency manager. So the city had a position that came open, and I applied, and I was so heartbroken because I didn't get the position. But I went to that emergency manager and said, teach me everything that you could possibly teach me about disaster preparedness, emergency management. And she did. And so Lynn Mata, I still thank her to this day. So, and that's how I became an emergency manager. I left being a 911 dispatcher. I had been doing that for over 17 years. And I went to go work for Riverside County Fire Department, Office of Emergency Services is what they were called at the time. And I was an emergency manager. I had six cities that I was in charge of, making sure that they had their disaster plans and hazard mitigation plans, let them know about grant funding opportunities, and provided any type of training that they might have had it or needed within their organization. And then after about 13 months, I promoted up to supervisor. So then I was in charge of, you know, staff, in addition to the cities that we had and the special districts that we had within within the city, within the county. And then I left there and went to be the emergency manager for the city of Redlands. And so I worked there for about 7 years and ended my career. I retired and started my consulting business. So that's it in a nutshell.
That's awesome. So you were a 911 emergency dispatcher. So tell me, what was that like?
It was, it taught me a lot Of course, when people call 911, it's all, it's pretty much they're in a distress. And so it taught me the importance of being calm, remaining calm. We dispatch for police and fire department. And so it was a lot to have to go through the various shift chains. I give my hats off to the 911 dispatchers because we do a lot of work. We kind of like the unsung heroes. But that was our job to make sure that, our police and fire, that they went to different calls to help out the different residents, and then to make sure that they made it home safe to their families. So.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. So tell me, how is the public doing when it comes to emergency preparedness?
Well, I think that that's a struggle. I think a lot of we've just had a earthquake just this morning. It was small, 3.9, but I think a lot of people is under the misconception that the federal government is going to be here to help us, and they will be, but it will take them some time to get to on the ground, boots on the ground, to where they're able to help us. So it's very important for us to be prepared, personal preparedness, not only for yourself and for your family, but then also for your business. And so I think a lot of misconception is, oh, I'll get that water later. Oh, I'll take that training later. And so it's very important that, no, you go out and you get that water and make sure you have a first aid kit and you teach your family about, communications. How are you going to communicate if a earthquake has impacted your particular area? And making sure that you have an out-of-state contact person to where everyone can tie into that person to make sure that the family's okay. So it's all about making sure that the pre-planning of a disaster is so very, very. We have a lot of stuff on our websites that will be able to assist you with that as well.
Okay, that's awesome. So what is your website? How can people connect with the resources that you have on your website?
So they can go to www.fpemconsultingservices.org, and there is information on there about resources to where they can put plans together, not only for their family, for their businesses, and then also have grants opportunities that's on our website as well. So we have a listing of various grants that will be able to help out, and we write grants as well and do the grant management.
That's awesome. So what technology should people have? Like, say, people talk about EMP attacks happening and knocking out electricity, and just, what if a, earthquake knocks out electricity? What type of emergency preparedness do you recommend in those scenarios?
So, of course, making sure that you downloaded all the apps that you can possibly download. But then you also want to have like what we call a crank radio. So if everything is down, making sure that you have that crank radio to where you're able to communicate, or you're able to hear what is going on within your particular community. Also to take a ham radio class, and that will be able to help you, and to where have your family to take that class as well. To where
So
they will
tell me
teach
about
you.
this ham radio. I was reading about ham radios. I was on a website the other day, and they were talking about ham radios. And this one guy, he said, "Oh, there's an app on a computer that can, as gets more frequencies than a ham radio." But I mean, if the EMP happen and the electronics get fried, like everybody's laptops, cell phones won't be good for anything if they're not in a Faraday cage. So.
That's correct. And that's why the ham radio is so important. So it's important. You need to take the training though, because you have to have your radio, your license. And so there's a training process that you have to go through. There's a test that you have to take. And then also it helps you out with networking with the various different ham groups that are within your particular area and out of your area as well. So it's very, very important to teach your family to take those ham radio classes. There's various different classes for you to take. Such like I mentioned, a ham radio. They have CERT, Community Emergency Response Teams training, 20-hour course. Normally it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but some of them do it, every week for 2 hours for 6 or 8 weeks or what have you. But such a good training opportunity that teaches you about disaster preparedness, terrorism, disaster medical, disaster psychology. And then also you have to realize that in the city, they only have a certain amount of resources. So these CERT trainings that they put out, training opportunities, it allow the citizens to come back and to help the city, because they only have a certain amount of people that works for the city, and then they're going to need assistance. So this is your opportunity to take a Red Cross training or a, disaster assistance training class or what have you. That's going to, it's like a twofold. It's going to help you out in your personal preparedness, but then if you're into volunteering, you can go back and you can help out your community as well.
That's brilliant. So, how urgent do you think it is for people who don't know how to, they haven't taken a first aid class or haven't taken a ham radio class? Like, how urgent do you think it is for people to take those type of classes to be equipped for an emergency?
Well, I just have to say that we live in earthquake country. We know within California, we're along either the San Andreas faults or, the various different faults that were in this particular area. So, failure to plan is planning to fail. So, it's very, very important for you to do the pre-planning up front. And it doesn't take a whole bunch of money. You can go to the dollar store and get water and make sure, just small things like having a crank. How going to open up your canned foods that you've gone and that you purchased? So just having those things and knowing the things to put in place. And so it's very important, like I said, personal preparedness is the key. We have this saying in emergency management, yo-yo, you're on your own. And you're going to be on your own if there's a disaster that occurs within, 3 days to a week. Look at Katrina, it was longer, even longer than that. So it's so important just to have that basic necessities of your training, go through some training, make sure that you have certain things that are in place and that you have a communication plan to where you're able if, you live in the Inland Empire and you're working in Los Angeles, how are you going to tie in and make contact with your family if you don't already have those things in place? Like I said, having that out-of-state contact to where you guys can tie in and make contact if you have family members that's out of state, and that's your tie-in to check in to make sure everyone is okay. So being prepared, your personal preparedness is so very important. And teaching your kids, it could be like a little game that you're playing if you have smaller children of, hey, what kind of things do you think that we might need? What kind of things that you might want to have in your to-go bag? Making sure that you have those things in place.
Unfortunately, we do live in times that are, unpredictable, from active shooter scenarios to earthquakes to hurricanes. There's quite a range of disasters that can occur. So when you are a business owner and you're working your business, each and every day, how can you wrap your mind around what possibly could happen? Like, what how do you do like a threat assessment to know which direction you should go in terms of getting prepared for an emergency?
Well, and also wanted to add on to that, personal preparedness, of course, first, then your business, making sure that your business have a business plan, and then an emergency plan, also a business continuity plan. So if something were to happen to you, what is your line of succession? Who's on first? Who runs your business if you were to have an earthquake, fire, flood, and God forbid, and you're injured in that particular event? Who handles the payroll? What is your expectations for your employees if something like this were to occur? But if you wait until, don't wait until the incident occurred before you do it. It is so very important to do that pre-planning. So having those plans, having the training, you can have all the plans in the world, but if you don't train your staff, what are their roles and responsibilities? What are your expectations? As a city, county, state worker, you are, we were required to be a disaster service worker, to where we had to have an oath and we had to go back and help out the city, county, state if something like this were to occur. But what do you have in place for your business, for your staff, to where they will want to come back and help you? Do you have information where there's an information line to where their loved ones can call in to check on their staff or to check on their loved ones, or to where they can, just leave a message, hey, we're here, we're there, we're okay, so that your staff know that, because your staff will work better for you if they know that their family is okay. So what kind of mechanism do you have in place? So do you have your plan in place? Do you have the training in place? Have you provided your staff with disaster preparedness information so that they can have training? Do they have a within their vehicles, within their desks? As if office setting, what kind of shoes do you have? If you have, and that or so making sure that you talk to your staff about all of these different things that could occur. But like I said, if you wait until the incident occur, then you're already at the tail end of it.
Yeah, it's really important to really prepare. And as a business owner, that's a great point. Like, especially if you have a huge facility where you have a warehouse or office building, it's good to have a protocol in place. I mean, we've seen 9/11, that was a huge terrorist attack that impacted a ton of businesses. So it's so important to have contingency plans because we've seen it happen before. So my next question to you is like, what three things do you recommend for businesses to do to be successful in growing their business and doing the succession planning, preparing for those disasters?
Well, the first thing, of course, is to have someone to come in to actually do an assessment on your organization to see where you're at. And you might have a plan in place and then you might not. So, first of all, having that person to come in and do an assessment on your organization. Then, with having that person to do that, then they can decide or can tell you if you need that business plan, that succession plan, how to put that together, and then what kind of training have to your staff. And then do that scenario-based training, earthquake, fire, flood, and then run out that scenario to see. And it's not of who's passed, who's failed, it's just more so of getting you prepared. And then lastly is that personal preparedness, like I mentioned before. It is so very important for not only your staff to be prepared at home, then they'll be able to come and help you. But if they're not prepared at home, there's no way that they're going to come and help you. So those are the three things that I would say: doing that assessment, having the plan, and providing some form of training to your staff. And actually, the fourth thing is personal preparedness. So.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. I think those are some very valuable tips. So, I have another question for you is how has what technologies have you used to grow your business?
There are so many different things that's out there. And so what we've decided to do and what we have done is to work smarter and not harder. So we have used the various different tools such as Jotform to create our different data, different things for our various different clients. We have like a checklist of items, to-do lists that we have for our clients. So we use Jotform as that database to help us. We have Loom, that we use as well. So Loom is sort of kind of like a Zoom, but to where you can actually interface with your staff and say if there's corrections that need to be made, you can do a Loom video to say, okay, this, you need to change this, but they're seeing your face and they're seeing the document, so you can go back and forth like that, to where you don't have to, meet every time. You can just do what they call a Loom. And then the other things that we've started to use, like I said, for job form, we're when it comes down to our plan development, we're starting to we put our plans, our emergency action plan, our continuity of operations plan. We created a document within job form to where we can drop that information in there for my various clients, and that's just help us out to where we can just put that information in there. Instead of asking the questions, we can send that to the customer to where they can add the information and send it back to us. And that can alleviate a lot of the phone calls and a lot of the Zoom meetings or what have you. And then, of course, we use AI, and to where that helps us out a lot as well. And so we use that, like I said, we're working smarter and not harder. And we want to make sure that we're using all these various tools that's going to help us to where we can work on other different things.
Oh, that's great. So, I'm so happy to hear that you're using AI, you're using job forms, Loom. These are all great tools to help your operations of your business. So, how have you created standard operating procedures and implemented that? And what technology have you used to support that within your company?
So we created a business plan, and with going through the Goldman Sachs, I tell you, we've learned so many different things just with just updating our information, updating our mission statement. The before I took the class last year, we had a mission statement that when we first started the company, of course, our mission, our vision, everything have changed. So we used that information through taking that particular training to just enhance our business model, our business practice. We make sure that even with our staff, we try to try to meet with my team at least every week. There's certain ones I meet every week, and then some we meet every 2 weeks, just to make sure that we're all on the same page. Of course, when you have so many things coming at you at one, you have various. I have a total of four staff members, and so when you have so much coming at you, you have to be able to manage your time. And that's another thing that I would encourage a lot of business owners, and that I've learned in the Goldman Sachs class, is on your calendar, put that you're unavailable. So don't just leave your calendar open. You need to set aside some time to where if you want to do a podcast or you want to do other different things, to where you set aside that time just for yourself to kind of regroup and to kind of get your business together. So, like I said, various different things that we've done, looking at our SEO to make sure that we're the information that we have, that we're able to reach the people that we can. So it's a lot within our business model. We're trying to do the best we can, and for me, trying to do the best that I can of trying to work smarter, not harder. Using all the different various resources from the Goldman Sachs training, the Center of Industry training. There's various different trainings that I have taken to put better practices within my organization, and then leaving that time, like I said, making myself unavailable to where I have a Calendly. But if I leave it open all the time, then of course I'll have people on there all the time. You got to set some time aside to just work on the business yourself. So.
That is definitely brilliant, and that is amazing advice. So I thank you so much for coming by the SEO Queen Tech Show and sharing all the things that you're doing. I hope the listeners understand that technology is all around us and we're using it in our businesses more than ever before. And when you think about emergency preparedness, I wanted people to hear from you what
Thank
you're
you.
doing to use technology to take your business to the next level. So, do you have any other final thoughts you want to leave with our listeners before we sign off?
Yeah, so I said this before, but I'm going to say it again. Failure to plan is planning to fail. It's so very important in disaster preparedness, whether it's with your business or personal preparedness, it's for you to do the work, pre-plan. Pre-plan for that event. We live in earthquake country. We just had a bunch of flooding recently. So prepare for all of those things, making sure that you have processes in order for your business, that you have information, communication in order for your family. Don't rely on the federal government to come in to save everything. It's going to take them a little time to get there. Some people say 3 days, some say a week, some say 10, 14 days. It's so very important to do the pre-planning. And so you're more than welcome to go to our website. We have a lot of helpful resources that's there that's available to assist you and schedule a meeting with me. We do a free consultation and we can provide you with information. So we would love to talk to you about it.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Faye, for coming by. And you've been listening to the
Thank
SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability. And we want to talk all about SEO and technology and how it helps businesses and entrepreneurs of all sizes. We're broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything. From New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. And you could do that through the Bashani Radio app or all the various platforms that I mentioned before, including Amazon Music. So please follow us online at SEOQueen.com and all social networks at the SEO Queen. And remember to work your business or your business will work you. You want to make sure that you are using technology and leveraging SEO to get in front of your ideal clients. And there's over 2 trillion searches happening on Google annually. So you definitely want to tap into that deluge of traffic. And I want to thank Faye again for joining us today. And until next time.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.